let's start with this, okay? Major League Baseball, owners, players, this is not a Mensa convention, okay? It's just not. Hey, this is, you're talking about two incredibly, incredibly tone-deaf groups. Did you hear what Manfred talked about today?
Oh, yeah.
He got asked about game issues. Now, I think he is actually in tune that there are game issues. So I'm not saying he doesn't feel that way. But they're not bringing it up right now because guess who's not in tune or cares about game issues? And the speed of the game, the pace of the game, the players. You want to talk about being tone deaf? You just had the lowest rated World Series in a long time. And the games took forever to play. I mean, it was fun for them to have a Yankees-Red Sox series, but how long did each game take to play?
As normal, 4+ hours.
Hey, nobody wants to sit there for that. It's too long, especially when you get to postseason play and the game starts at 8 o'clock at night. Guess what that means? 47% of the population of this country is in the Eastern time zone. That means 47% of the population is sound asleep at that hour. I mean, these guys are, the players, when it comes to things, elements such as that, they're tone deaf. Well, you know, we should have shifts. We need shifts. And, you know, a pitcher should take as long as they need. Because you got to really concentrate. Like, take the stupid ball and throw it, will you? It's amazing how Sandy Koufax was able to do it. He got the ball and threw the ball. It's amazing. Willie Mays. Oh, Willie Mays. We love Willie Mays. Hank Aaron. Guess what? Hank Aaron, Willie Mays. You know what the two of them did? Got in the box and hit. You think Willie Mays walked around and the whole thing? One of the worst things that happened to Major League Baseball was during the pandemic, they showed great games of all time. And guess what all the great games of all time had in common? They were 2.5 hours. You watch the games. I remember they were showing Game 7 of the 1965 World Series. It was Jim Cott against Sandy Koufax. Right at Metropolitan Stadium in Minneapolis. Like, this is where everything's riding on the line. Get the ball pitch. Ball put in play, whatever. It was amazing. Set back, well, you know, this is the way the game should be played. Yet these issues, they're finding, one of the reasons they don't have the issues on the table is that they're finding resistance from the players, so it's something they don't want to deal with right now, which I understand. From the ownership point of view, I understand, okay, look, they don't want to deal with this right now, why bother at this hour pushing it? But I don't understand why there's resistance to making the game more appealing to the people who buy the tickets. That's the part that baffles me. How tone deaf can you possibly be? Oh, no, we have a great game. You have a great game that you guys are ruining. You know, I've got to readjust my batting gloves every single pitch because a member of my team who's a psychologist told me I need to be in my routine. How about, like, just grab the bat, go up there and hit? You made the majors for a reason. Go hit it. Well, it's not as simple as you make it. Yeah, actually it is. Okay, let's not overthink it. That's one of the biggest problems we have in sports. People overthink it today on every level. They overthink everything. Everything's overthought. Overanalyzed, overthought. Patriots and the Bills are coming up on Monday night. We'll break down every possible nuance. Why? Because you got 24 hours to fill? Come on. We've got all these great analytics. Oh, yeah, great analytics. Huh? Charles Barkley, one of the great quotes of the year. Yoga is a word for glorified stretching. And analytics is a job you get your brother-in-law because it's just glorified statistics. And that's all analytics is. It's glorified statistics.
It is pretty good.
He's not wrong.
Nope.
He's not wrong. Oh, he shouldn't have said. Shouldn't have said what? The truth? Got me a break.
That's something he actually should have said.
Hey, come on. Analytics is glorified statistics, and you call it analytics because it gets your brother-in-law a job. Perfect. Oh, man. Love these guys. Something else.